Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with Kathy. Kathy has been away from the front of the classroom because there was a birth that was imminent in the family. And Kathy is a grandmother again. And it's delightful that you're back with us, and congratulations on the new grandchild in your family, Kathy.
Thanks, Vince. It's such a blessing. They're just so precious. It takes you back when your kids were little.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And it reminds us, as you mentioned, how precious life is and how important life is and what's important in the family. It's a wonderful thing. So I'm very happy for you. And the class wishes you and your family all the best, your grandchild all the best. And it's wonderful to have you back in the front of the classroom, Kathy. So, let's see. I wanted to mention a couple quick things. I got an email from David in Illinois, and he said, we're off YouTube. So I sent him an email and asked him, you know, what makes him say that. That was yesterday. And sure enough, I got an email from Ron Gibson. We are off YouTube permanently. And we didn't do it this time. We didn't do it. Ron Gibson had three broadcasts that he had on his Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. One of them was Alex Jones, and Alex was the first to get banned. Mike Rivero, his broadcast, which is called What Really Happened, was the one that finally got us off permanently off YouTube. And the other broadcast that Ron Gibson had was ours. And it's because he liked Alex Jones, What Really Happened in USA Prepares. So we don't have to worry about what we say anymore. And my thought was, and I thought long and hard about this, and I talked to the instructors about it, and I asked, you know, what their thought was. Do we want to be very careful with what we say and, you know, stay within the guidelines? Or are we going to violate the policy? And what I came up with was a hybrid. And Gwyneth did not want to have us thrown off YouTube. Kathy didn't want to have us thrown off YouTube. I didn't want to have us thrown off YouTube. But there was another instructor who thought that, well, you know, we need to tell the truth. And we all agree with that. Every one of us agrees with that. But the way Gwyneth said it was so well put. You don't win the battle by firing through the hull of your ship. You don't fire your cannon through the hull of your ship and win the battle. And she's absolutely right. That's very well put. So what I did was, when I didn't censor anybody, I said, you know, just think about this as we go through the broadcast. And if I heard something that I thought might violate YouTube policy, I would send the notes to Ron Gibson in right after the broadcast saying, in bold letters in YouTube, this class violated YouTube policy. And then it would be up to him whether he posted it or not. And he wouldn't. Okay, but he would put it on the other outlets, okay, like BitChute. And BitChute isn't quite as sensitive as YouTube. But BitChute is nowhere near the size of YouTube. So they're trying to grow, and if they censor all of us, they'll grow less. So I think BitChute is trying to walk a fine line between being politically correct and having broadcasts and people who post on BitChute say what they think. So anyway, we are permanently banned from YouTube. So keep that in mind, class, as you think about, you know, going to YouTube for whatever reason you might go to it. They banned us. They banned us. Now, some people say that that's a badge of honor, you know, getting banned by the, you know, by the Joseph Goebbels of the world, meaning the Ministry of Propaganda. Some think that it's too bad that we got banned. I think it's too bad, but it is their right. It is Big Tech's right to throw us overboard because they don't like us. It's their right. It's their channel. It's their platform. It's their servers. They can do whatever they want. However, people, the GDP has allowed them to grow to the point where they can do whatever they want because they're so big. Now, does government have a role in this? Yes. It is my opinion, and it's my feeling, that government is in bed with big tech, like Verizon, YouTube, Twitter, etc. And they're in bed because the government wants information about us, all of us. And they glean it, and we give it to them. We give it to them in the form of the broadcasts, the YouTube posts, the use of our cell phones. We give it to the government, and the government loves it. So if they want to find out about us, it's all there. If they want to hear what you're saying in your bedroom, they just turn on the microphone on your cell phone and listen in. If they want to see what's happening in your house, they turn on the camera, and they store it forever. So think about that. And then also think about your dumb neighbors who have Alexa, and they have those doorbells, ring doorbells, so that they can have a camera on looking outward from their doorbell. So they're monitoring you from across the street, and they're sending it to who? The police. And anyone else who is interested in looking at what you're doing in your front yard, like the government. So we've lost our minds, and I just wanted to say that that all ties together with YouTube. And am I upset about it? No, but I feel terrible for Ron Gibson because he put years and years and years of work into it. And we were very careful about what we said and let him know if we thought that we were going to violate YouTube's policy that was going to get him permanently banned. But we were the only ones who did that. The other broadcast did not let him know if they thought he was going to get Ron Gibson banned. And that's terrible. That's terrible. Kathy, any comments? Is what I said clear? Or do I need to give more description of what happened and et cetera?
Well, Vince, no, I think you're pretty clear, but there's so many things on YouTube that, to me, when you look at their policy, it violates their own policy. I mean, you can look up things that, to me, are perverse, and they're on there, and I'm guessing, you know, they've been on there for years, and so I don't understand, other than maybe they have an agenda that they're going to silence certain groups and censor certain groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so discussions about things that are happening all around us are being controlled. And so I don't even think the generally dumb public understands that, because YouTube will tell them it's for their own safety. It's for their own safety. Like for the police will tell you, and the government will tell you, that, you know, for your safety, we need to register guns. How is that for our safety? We need to protect ourselves, right? So I just wanted to say that YouTube looks at the Ron Gibson channel as not welcome. Now, Ron offered me something, and he also offered Mike Rivera something. And that was, and it's the same thing. And he said that he will put each of us on separately. And so USA Prepares can be on YouTube on a different channel. We can just make up a channel, and we can be on YouTube. And I said, so it's a race, right? You're talking about a race to see who gets thrown off first, right? So I don't know if I want to do it. And I said to Ron Gibson, this is a terrible thing to say, Ron, but I don't know how much longer I want to do this, because the oppression is so great against us. the forces are so great. There is a group of musicians called the Traveling Wilburys, and there's a little backstory to this, and there's a reason why I'm telling you this. So, George Harrison from the Beatles is a member of this group. Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty. So, I mean, that's just a few of the members of this group. And so this is the world class, right? Some of the best musicians, songwriters, artists in the world. So they formed a group, the best of the best of the best. And they performed a song, and it's on YouTube, and you can listen to it, and it's got lots and lots of people listening to it. It's called End of the Line. It's brilliant. Everything about it is brilliant. And so I looked at the thumbs up and thumbs down. It's like 14,000 thumbs down. How is that possible that you can take a song written by the best of the best of the best, performed by the best of the best of the best, and 14,000 people say, nah, that's not so good? How is that possible? Well, that ties in directly with the thumbs down that we get here at USA Prepares. You know, we teach people how to change their oil, teach them why their cars fail. We teach them, what we're going to teach them right now, home improvements. We teach them things that no one else teaches. Why? Because I don't think many people know the things that we teach. So, and we get thumbs down. It's amazing to me. So if we teach how to change your oil the right way, people go, no, that's terrible. If we don't teach it, people say, hey, when are you going to teach us how to change the oil? When? It's amazing how people who have a keyboard and a mouse rise up with righteous indignation in their own minds and then beat up everybody around them. Who would want to be near anybody like that? Would you want to invite them to a cookout in your backyard? I wouldn't. I would. And every once in a while they'll say something nice. So the rule is like the 80-20 rule. We'll bash them 80% of the time. We'll say something nice 20% of the time, and people will think we're nice. It's ridiculous. I don't want to be around anybody like that. I really don't. If you have nothing nice to say, then don't say it. So people might say, well, you know, I come down on Kamala Harris, you know, the vice president. Of course, she's working for us. She's an employee of us. And she's AWOL. And the plagiarist, you know, he's looking at 12-year-olds and 12-year-old girls, and he's thinking, boy, you know, I can't wait a few years for them to turn 18. He can't wait. And that doesn't mean, boy, he's looking forward to it. What that means is he can't wait. He wants it now. I mean, that's the way a lot of people see it, including me. I'm sorry to say all these things, but we're going down, and it's absolutely clear that the only thing that people like those here at USA Prepares can do is slow down the collapse. That's all we can do. We can't stop it. We're going down. And so our mission is to help you get through this and help you come out the other side of this mess a little bit better, if you want to, than you would otherwise come out of it. That's our mission. And that really hasn't been said, but that's always been the mission here at USA Prepares, to help you understand how to do things, how to come out the other side of this mess we're in better than if you didn't know how to do these things. Kathy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements, and we're going to be talking about home improvements, things that you can do to make your home and your life better. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, Kathy's with us. Kathy, where would you like to start today?
Vince, I would like to ask you, because I figure you have a pulse on this, that I think the question that's being asked is people that are either trying to buy a home or they were starting to build a home, or just the question of home ownership. Some of the articles I've read and videos that I've watched, people have either sold their home and now there's nowhere for them to go. They can't afford the prices on the new homes. And I have a friend who redid 2 condos that were pretty much trashed. And when they put out a notice for rent, they had dozens of people desperate just to rent because they can't find a home or they can't afford a home now. But I wanted to ask you first, or make a comment that with what you just said. Just in the last 2 years, if we just look at the decline of our country and the goods and services and the lack of the supplies, and just the quality that's gone, and you know, it's just gone down. So you're right. We can slow it down, but I don't think it's going to be the same as it was even a few years ago. It's just, there's so many businesses that have taken a hit, and the money supply is just, you know, pretty bad right now. But I just wanted to throw that in there, that I agree with you on your theory on where we're headed. But I did want to ask you about your thoughts on what would you do if you were in that position of, I mean, if you can stay put, that's probably the best thing you can do right now, if you can do it. But if you were in the middle of having to move or having to sell and then you can't find anything, what would you do? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, Kathy, this is nothing new. This has happened in history over and over and over again. And let me give you a clear example that they may understand. During the first Great Depression, 1929, which the first Great Depression lasted all the way until World War One started. Okay. And that was the fix for the first Great Depression, at least economically. Put people back to work, you know, building bombs and tanks and jeeps and trucks and brass for projectiles and lead for projectiles and fuel and all those things that we needed desperately to fight the Axis powers and, you know, the Japanese and the Germans, who both declared war on us. Well, what people did... There were hard times back in the early 1930s, really hard times. People were broke. So what they did was they moved in with family members. So instead of, you know, the American dream of each young person, you know, moving away from home, from mom and dad's home, and having their own home and their own driveway and their own little boat trailer in the driveway, you know, the American dream, they moved in with the family. So there were a whole bunch of people living in the same house. And if you look at what immigrants to this country do, that's what they do. They put a whole bunch of people in one house, and they share the costs. And, you know, they don't live high on the hog. And that's what people do when you have to reduce expenses. And so am I saying something that I wouldn't do? No. We have our boys living with us. Our boys could have, you know, moved out, and they're here, and everybody's working on the farm. Everybody's pulling the same way to try to keep the farm viable, and it's precarious. I mean, we could lose the farm. There are people who have done things to us, violated terms of agreements that we had, and put us in a really bad position. We're selling a bunch of our cows. We've got to reduce our herd by half because we can't feed them, because we no longer have that agreement where we were taking care of someone else's farm for the hay. He just pulled the plug and said, get out. So now, you know, we have to do what we have to do to survive. So fortunately for us, it works really well, because although it's, you know, we work from sun up to after it's dark, you know, to survive, but the family is intact. Okay? And so one of the things that I would say is there's no reason why the children can't move back with the parents. There's no reason why the parents can't move back with the grandparents. There's no reason why the grandparents can't move back with their children and become, you know, the traditional family, the kind of family that we have. Because my parents live with us, and our children live with us, and Mrs. Finelli and I lived here. Three generations.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time jobless claims have declined by more than 30% since late April, slipping below 400,000 last week for the first time since the start of the pandemic. President Biden is declaring June as National Month of Action on COVID-19 vaccines. Biden continuing to make his big push to see 70% of Americans with at least one shot by July 4th. As far as why 70% is such a key number, CBS This Morning asked Dr. Rochelle Walensky why.
You know, we want to get the majority of America vaccinated. And after we get to 70%, my goal is going to be to get to 80%. I think what we really understand is that this virus is an opportunist and it will go to places where people are not vaccinated. And so you are safe if you are vaccinated. You are not safe if you are not vaccinated. And my job is to keep America safe.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
As the spotlight continues to shine on Dr. Anthony Fauci after emails of his were released on Wednesday, he still will not give a straight answer regarding China's role in the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding what Fauci knows and when he knew it, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"A year ago this month, in May of 2020, my friend Dr. Fauci gave a number of interviews, and in them, he dismissed the lab leak theory. Now, I want to be fair to him. I know the press was all over him, and he did it under pressure from the press. But Dr. Fauci should have told the press to stick it up their fact checker that I'm going to follow the science. And he didn't. And we've lost a year here. And I don't know if we'll ever find the origin of the virus now. It's not a question, Sean, of keeping score or who was right or you were wrong. We need to know this."
A Texas woman is claiming discrimination on a Southwest Airlines flight last month. She says she asked to sit near the emergency exit but was told no. She claims it was because she was wearing a hijab. In a complaint with the Department of Transportation, she says her sister didn't have a hijab on and was told she could take one of the last two seats in the row. Southwest is denying the allegation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, to continue to address your question, Kathy, I don't see how we can believe anything in the media, including what we say on USA Prepares. If you look at what the media is saying right now, inflation is up 4.2% over last year. And anyone who believes that inflation is up 4.2% is ill-informed, misinformed, confused, or an idiot. If you look at it, gasoline was about $2 or less about a year ago. Now it's $3. Lumber is up. Oh, many, many times. Beef is up many times. Food prices are up many times. The packaging is shrinking of pretty much everything we buy, which is same price, but you get less. So that means it costs more per unit of measure, whether it's an inch, a yard, an ounce, a pound, a gallon. No matter what it is, you're getting less per unit of cost, if you will. Manufacturers are saying that they're being squeezed. They can't get the products. The automobile manufacturers can't get enough semiconductors to complete the automobiles that they want to sell and that people want to buy, you know, with all these wonderful features that people don't need. So we're being lied to every way you can think of, with false science, false statistics. People lie with statistics. And the generally dumb public has no idea because they don't read and they don't research and they don't know because they didn't pay attention in school. So the bottom line is each one of us needs to take care of his or her own family. That's job number one. And if you need to scale back, you need to scale back. And if you need to sell that boat and the trailer that you got in the yard, sell it. You know, do what's important and put off things that are fun. Nobody needs to go to Disney. Nobody. Nobody needs to fly to somebody's birthday across the country. Nobody needs to do that. But what you do need is food, clothing, and shelter. So I'm saying that what we are doing here at our farm is we have scaled back to the point where I don't know how we can scale back anymore. We're selling equipment. We're selling the cows. Instead of putting fertilizer on our fields, which we don't do, we plant clover to put nitrogen back into the soil. We spread the cow manure because it doesn't cost anything really. And just diesel fuel to spread the cow manure. We buy things when they're less expensive and we use them when they're more expensive. You know, you buy t-shirts in the winter, you buy long sleeve shirts in the summer, okay? You buy things when other people don't want them. You don't buy diesel fuel when people are trying to heat their houses in the winter. That's stupid. You buy it in the summer when people are sweltering. And the price of diesel is less. That's what you do. You invest in a fuel tank for the long run. And everything that you and I have been teaching, Kathy, is in preparation for the long run. Not the short run. It's for the long run. And that's how we do it. And that's how we're going to survive. And that's how people survived in, you know, the first Great Depression. And other depressions before that. And other times of famine and hardship. And inclement weather. They prepared for it. It's like you have to be an idiot to run out and go buy milk when the storm's coming. You should have had the milk before you even knew the storm was coming. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, family is important, and I think that's what it'll probably come down to. We'll have to be together to help each other. And I know we want to talk about home improvements, but I think that, and I know you lived it too, but I think when you start out and you really don't have much and you have relatives that were really, really went through a bad hardship through the Great Depression, and my grandparents and my parents for sure told me about it. But when my husband and I were first married, we really struggled. We didn't have much money. And I can remember, like, on a Monday looking in my wallet and having $2 or $3 and him having $4 or $5, and that had to last us till payday on Friday because we were trying to remodel a fixer-upper, and so every cent went into the house. And I think if you live through that, you kind of learn. You do what you have to do, and I'm not frivolous with my money either. So I agree with what you say, Vince, and I think that if you're wise, you start preparing as much as you can, and I know that's what our show is about, but I agree with what you say. But I think when you've been through hard times, it hits you, and it's not a good lesson at the time, but it's a lesson well learned if you take it to heart and you don't, you know, you learn from it and you build on it and you don't go back and say, oh, well, that's over, it'll never happen again.
Our daughter was the first of the children to drive, and all of her friends had cars that the parents bought for them, new cars, and we lived in Virginia. Some might have had used cars, but they were all shiny and nice looking, and they were the make and model that young people would like to drive, you know, fun looking, sporty kinds of vehicles. And when our daughter was ready to drive, I explained to her that she was not going to get a new car. That was just not going to happen. And if she did the things that I said she would have to do, then she would have permission to drive the family truck. And there were 21 items on this list, and it was actually a contract that I handed her because I wanted to teach her about business at the same, because she wanted to drive, and one vehicle for teaching her how to learn about business and contracts was, well, she'd have to agree to these things and sign this contract that said that she would, no passengers other than family members, the radio would be off, that's two items, cell phone would be in the back seat off. Headlights would be on while driving, even in the daytime. The windows would be washed once a week inside and out. Before getting in the car, she'd have to walk around it to make sure that there were no leaks and the tires looked like they had enough air in them. You know, those kinds of things. That was all part of this agreement. And for if she agreed, and she'd have to do the maintenance. So if she needed, if the vehicle needed brakes, she'd have to put the brakes on. I would teach her how to do it, but she'd have to turn the wrenches and, you know, so forth. She would learn how to do everything. Change the oil, change the tires, rotate the tires, everything you could possibly think of. Check the fluids, the belts, replace the belts. And so that was an agreement that she had to agree to if she wanted to use our car. Now, she could say, heck with it, I'm not doing any of that. And I'd say, okay, that's fine. You don't get to use the car either. So, you know, there are things that you can do and make life work out without spending money. So all of her friends had new cars. And how many of them wrecked their new cars or had accidents? All of them except our daughter. Every one of them. Why? Because they didn't know about friction, they didn't know about traction, they didn't know how the cars worked, they didn't know about the brakes, they didn't know about anything. And they certainly didn't have to clean the windshield and turn the cell phone off and keep the radio off and the headlights on when they were driving. But our daughter did. So there are a lot of things that you can do to make things work out really well. And this is this fire drill that we're having right now with the economy in free fall. I don't care what anybody says. New York is, you know, just trying to get back on its feet. And school systems, Kathy's school systems, the buildings are falling apart because the heating system's off. They're not maintained. Nobody's paying attention. The grass isn't getting cut. The parking lots are cracking. The roofs are leaking. All kinds of problems when you don't use buildings. So our country is in free fall. It really is. So our job, yours and mine and the other instructors and our class, is to pay attention and make the best of it and forget about other people because you can't help them. You cannot help the GDP. They'll just drag you down. Back to you, Kathy, and I'm ready to, you know, to talk about home improvements if you are, unless you have some other comments.
Sure. I got one comment, Vince, and then I wanted to ask you about dryers because we talked about washers and all the kitchen and utility appliances, but we never got to dryers, and I wanted your thoughts on it and how to maintain it and prevent things from breaking down. But one comment I wanted to say was when I was doing a little reading, they were talking about rents going up for apartments and condos, and they were going up anywhere from $150 a month to $700 a month just to rent. And that was an increase, not the rent. That was the increase because there's such a demand for them right now because of housing shortages. So, anyway, I don't know if you have a comment on that, Ben.
No, everything's going to go up, and we said it here. We were one of the first to say it. When the corona panic started and the government started telling us that they were going to give us all free money, I mentioned that that was anti-rioting money, and it was going to be highly inflationary, and it's going to be a massive inflation, and here we are. Okay, Rich Sheban is telling us that, you know, a modest home out in Montana, new construction, is about $400 a square foot. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Wow.
And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but we live, our farmhouse is made out of stone. Class, there's nothing more expensive than a stone house to build. It's hard because brick is hard, too. But brick is regular. Each brick is the same size. With stone, each stone is completely unique and has to be hand-fitted one at a time. And it's difficult, and you have to sort through stones to, you know, find the ones that will work. So it's really laborious. And so we built our house out of stone. It took 18 months to get the siding on. When I say siding, I mean stone siding. And we built our house for $58 a square foot. Rich is saying that right now, a house that's not stone, not brick, just a traditional frame house, is $400 a square foot. That's crazy. That's beyond crazy. So will prices come down? Probably eventually they'll settle down a little bit. But how do you get to that point? How do you survive until then? Well, you consolidate resources. So, you know, with our boys, we would have, if they lived separately, there'd be a separate electric bill. There'd be a separate insurance bill. There'd be a separate heating bill. There'd be a separate insurance bill. There'd be separate repairs, separate maintenance, separate everything. But when we all live together, we only have one insurance bill, one heating bill, one repair. You know, we've scaled it all back, so it's much easier to manage, way easier. And everybody works together. And that's class, I've said it every way I know how to say it. That's what you're all going to have to do. Unless, you know, you've got a last name like Gates or Bezos, or unless you are a politician and you're stealing from everybody around you. If you're a working person like Kathy, her family, our family, you're probably going to have to scale down. And most people haven't prepared for this time. They have spent the money. They've gone to Disney. They've gone on vacations. They've flown across the country for birthday parties and etc. It's crazy. It's beyond crazy. Why do you have to go see your relatives on Thanksgiving or Christmas? Why? What about going to visit them when it's not Christmas? Is that against the law? Why not go when you don't have to fight the traffic? Go some other time. Christmas is a made-up day. You can believe in Jesus, and that's great. And I'm all for it, and I do. But that doesn't mean I believe he was born on December 25th. Nobody knows when he was really born. They didn't have records back then. So it's a made-up day. Just like Mother's Day and Father's Day and Easter. Nobody knows exactly when that was, the day. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and Kathy asked me about clothes dryers. Did you want me to talk about that for a minute or two?
Sure, Vince. I've got some notes, but okay. Go ahead, and then I'll continue after you're done.
Okay. So there's two kinds of dryers, as I know it. One is electric, all-electric clothes dryer. The other is gas and electric. And both of them use electric motors to turn the drum and push air through the clothing. And the gas one is heats the air with a flame. Okay, so it requires a gas hookup, and you want to make sure you have a good vent outside because you're going to be using a considerable amount of either natural gas or propane with a gas clothes dryer. The gas dryers get hotter than the electric ones. They are more efficient in terms of cost per drying clothes. So the gas dryer but it's more expensive to buy. So a gas dryer costs more to buy, but it uses less overall cost of energy, meaning the electricity plus the gas cost is less with a gas dryer than with an all-electric dryer. An all-electric dryer has a heating element. It's kind of like a toaster, if you will, that gets red-hot nichrome wire. It's a resistive wire. When you put electricity through it, it glows red, and there's a blower that blows air over it to keep it from getting too hot, and that air is the hot air that dries the clothes. Okay, so all dryers beat up the clothes, all of them, and there's a lint filter to catch the remnants of the beating up the clothes, the tumbling of the clothes. And if you dry blue jeans, you'll see that you've got blue lint in the lint filter, and that used to be your blue jeans. So, you know, over time, your blue jeans get thinner and thinner and thinner. Your shirts get thinner. Everything you put in the dryer gets thinner, and the thinness is what is missing by beating up your clothes, which is caught on the lint filter. So the proof is that the clothes won't last as long if you put them in either an electric dryer or a gas dryer. And it's my opinion that a gas dryer is rougher on clothing than the electric dryer for two reasons. One, because of the corrosive nature of the byproduct of combustion, because what you have is a flame, kind of like a gas stove flame, inside the dryer that is the heat source. So you have a corrosive type of air mixed with the byproducts of combustion from the gas dryer circling around your clothes and eating them slowly. So I believe that a gas dryer will destroy your clothes faster than an electric dryer will. And also, the gas dryer tends to run hotter. So if you have elastic in clothing, like whites, you might find that that elastic doesn't last as long and the elasticity seems to disappear. So those are some of my thoughts about a clothes dryer. Now, do we have them here at the farm? Yes. Do we have more than one? Yes. I think we have either three or four clothes dryers. And we have three or four washing machines. And the reason that we have so many is because years ago I decided that I didn't want to get conned into buying one of these agitator-less washing machines or a front-load washing machine that I didn't think would last very long. And the proof is they don't last very long. So I have replacement washers and dryers. Now, have I hooked one of them up? No, I have not hooked up a dryer yet. We have it hooked up for gas, and we have it hooked up for electricity. So, and we have the, you know, the vent outside. And it's a real short run. The run outside is like right behind the dryer. So it works, it would work perfectly if I put one there, but I haven't done that yet. Now, it's only been 16 years, so I'm still working on it. But I don't see any reason for us to move the dryer, whether it be the electric model or the gas model, out of the garage into the house. I don't see any reason to do that because we have a clothesline. And our clothesline is on our veranda behind the house, and it has replaceable clotheslines. And where do they come from? Well, whenever I went to Lowe's over the years, I don't like going to Lowe's, but over the years they would have, when I buy lumber and things like that, they had string and you could tie it up. So instead of cutting a little piece of string for each piece, I would take maybe 15 feet of string and I would just leave it all in one piece, and I would tie all these boards together without cutting the string, and that string or twine is what I use for the clothesline. So we hang our clothes outside, and if it's raining, I built an EMT tubing, 3/4 inch tube, over the washing machine, and we use hangers. And we hang our clothes on hangers, and they can dry inside if it's raining, or outside if it's not raining. So that's my take on dryers. I'd love to hear your thoughts, Kathy, and what you think. But I can tell you this, that all of our clothes last a really long time. And I have T-shirts that I can still wear that have the labels sewn in them. Now, when was the last time you saw a label sewn in a T-shirt? Maybe 30 years ago? We'll be right back talking about home improvements, outlet spacing, and all kinds of things that Kathy thinks that you should know about. And I agree with her. I agree with her. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about how we dry our clothes, Kathy, when we come back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.